Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia, 6:31 now. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. On Friday, all non-essential real estate development in Philadelphia must come to an end. Jake Blumgart of WHYY's Plan Philly explains what that means for the city's diverse construction force.
For Philadelphia's unionized construction workers, there are still some jobs beyond Friday's deadline. Ryan Boyer is head of the laborers' union, and he says the building trades have secured waivers to build medical facilities. They hope to be able to get permissions for more projects soon.
We've been able to get a couple of waivers from the governor on some jobs that they deem essential, and we just hope to push that further. But, you know, the layoffs so far have been massive.
But Friday's deadline is an existential threat for those who work in the residential construction industry. Javier Garcia Hernandez works for Mexcon, a construction company that is staffed by immigrant workers. He says business is always hard in their corner of the market.
On any given day, whether we have a virus or no virus, we are a sinking boat. We live a paycheck to paycheck, so if we don't work, we're kind of screwed, so that's what worries me.
Most residential construction workers don't have unions. Many are foreign-born, and some are undocumented. And without the proper immigration paperwork, it will be a challenge for them to even access unemployment insurance. Jake Blumgart, WHYY News.